It's Power Back Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each episode brings you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've unintentionally given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. Welcome back, my gutsy peeps. This week's Power Back, we're going to talk about your time, or may I say, the lack thereof. Look, you have a lot of thoughts, you have a lot of ideas, you have a lot of aspirations, like all these things you want to do, but you can't seem to find enough time to even get the damn thing started. It's not that you don't want to do the thing, you just can't seem to find the time to get it done. If you feel like time is not on your side and everything seems to be slipping away from underneath of you, then this week's Power Back is going to be a wonderfully loving, swift kick in the mental ass to help you get refocused so you can get your shit done. We're going to go over some very simplistic ways to reclaim your time and to be able to use your time more efficiently. And here is the cold, hard truth, my friends. There will never be enough time if you don't make space for it. Before we dig into the depths of your time, I want to reintroduce you to the Gutsy Collective. I found that over the years, look, I've been building a business for over 15 years, almost 16 at this point, and I have found that doing it with other like-minded people, having people to be a sounding board, people to celebrate when something goes really great, and just to help pick you up when your brain seems to want to take over is invaluable. And I feel like being able to share this space with you on the Gutsy Podcast is everything, but I feel like there's so much more. There's so many more opportunities for us to grow together, to connect, and to really support one another through our journeys. So I've expanded the Gutsy Collective to also be a free Facebook group, a place for you as the listener and other like-minded female entrepreneurs to come together, connect, share tips and tools, ways to streamline your business. We're going to be doing some live podcast interviews in the future. Just a great place, a community for you to learn tools to help shift your mindset, to help keep you focused, and to help you achieve the things that you know that you're capable of, but your brain likes to tell you otherwise. So if you've been looking for community, if you're ready to take your business to the next level, if you're ready to shift the bullshit that has been holding you back, go to lauraora.com, click on the Gutsy Collective, and it will take you to the Facebook group. All right, so let's talk about time. Time seems to be one of those things where, like, you look at somebody and you wonder, how in the hell do they get so many things done? How do they have so many things going on and everything seemingly looks like it's effortless and it's always moving and stuff's happening, and how are they getting all this accomplished? And I can't even seem to get started on the thing that I want to do. First of all, I want to reassure you that you are not the only one that feels like this. So on my website, I have a quiz. It's called the Power Leak Quiz, and it helps you identify if you are unintentionally giving away your power to something. One of the top always, since the day one, like almost a year ago of launching this quiz, one of the top reasons and top power leaks that women in business have is their time. I don't have enough time. There doesn't seem to be enough time. There's always something going on. There's something more important. I've got kids at home. I'm stretched too thin. I mean, we could lay out the thoughts, the excuses. Yes, I'm going to go there. The excuses and the life circumstances that are stopping amazing, talented women like you from actually achieving the shit that you know that you're capable of. And probably even more of the things that you don't even know you're capable of yet. Some of the things I hear on a regular basis, like, I don't know how to manage my time. There doesn't seem to be enough time. When I do have the time, I freeze and I don't know what to do and my creativity goes away and I don't know what to do next. That is literally one of the top things that I hear in discussions, in coaching sessions, in speaking events, like any interaction that I have with women. It's like, I have all these ideas, but I don't know what to do next. And that little corner, that little piece of the pie is oftentimes one of the things that is stopping you from actually making the time to move forward. Why, you ask? Because more than likely, you are focusing on the grand, giant mountain, right? Like you're thinking, I'm going to conquer this whole big ass thing. And what does that do? It shuts your ass down. because it feels too big for your body. It doesn't feel safe in your body because that seems impossible. How could I possibly have the time to create this mecca thing or this giant idea that I have? I don't even have time to eat lunch some days. Now, that's a whole different topic of discussion, because if you're not making time to eat lunch, of course, you're not going to be able to eat lunch. And your body needs nutrients. So if you could go ahead and start eating your fucking lunch again, I think that that would be a really great start. I also want to acknowledge that there are so many different life circumstances, and one person's journey is going to be completely different than the next. The way that you create and carve out time is going to be very different than the next person's. There are weird hours with your job. There are kiddos to take care of. Perhaps you're caring for an aging parent. Your business is really demanding. Your health is wonky. I mean, we could go on and on and on. There is always going to be a reason not to have time. Comparing your time to someone else's is forever going to send you into a downward spiral, because you have different life circumstances. You have different business models. You have different goals and aspirations. And trying to keep up with somebody that seemingly has all of their shit together is doing nothing but fucking with your own mind. They're not on the same timeline as you. Perhaps they have different resources or availability. Maybe they're further into their timeline of their business and what they've been doing and achieving. Instead of comparing yourself and then beating yourself up, what if you looked at that as an inspiration? Is there a tool or a trick or a method that they're using that you could inherit, turn it around, and make your own version of it? I also want to tell you, and this might be the part where you want to punch me in the face, and that's okay. I've accepted that part of my role in your life is to piss you off as much as I guide you and teach you and inspire you to take action. The pissing off, though, is nothing more than scratching at something that you already know and challenging you to do better for yourself. I named a half a dozen reasons why you don't have time. And here is the cold hard fact. Having time is a habit, and not having time is an excuse. One of the reasons that you don't have time is because you have decided that you don't have time. You know, there's a saying, if there's a will, there's a way. And things have simply gotten in the way. The weight of life, the weight of your business, all of your roles and responsibilities in life, saying yes to things that you don't really want to do. All of these expectations are weighing on you. And so doing what I would air quote, one more thing, feels like too much. And therefore you decide that you're not going to do it. The flip side of that, though, is then you go down the mental spiral of, I really want to do this thing. I keep thinking about it. I keep coming back to it. I get excited about it. And then I think about how I haven't had time. And now I'm beating myself up because I haven't made time and I could be further along. Sound familiar? You get to decide, my friend. And here's one of the first nuggets of wisdom that I want to share with you today, is that you get to control your time. Now, one of the downsides of that is we get to control our own time. You know, we're like rogue toddlers out here, just like being able to access and do whatever the hell we want. And so we procrastinate and we put things off and other things get in the way. And here we are. But the other side of that is, how amazing is it that you get to control your time? You get to decide what hours you want to work in your business. You get to decide if you're going to stay at that job that you work 12 hours at that is sucking the life out of your ass. You get to decide if you're going to launch a new program or take an amazing trip or shut down everything for the weekend, lay on your couch and eat ice cream. So let's first talk about a handful of things that are sucking your time away. I already named one, and that is good old procrastination. You know, that thing where you're putting things off to the 11th hour and then you're rushing like a mad person at the very end. One of the most important parts about this process is understanding your own bullshit. And I think that that's why a lot of people don't want to do this work, don't want to do the inner work, because it's like easier to just deal with the shit you know how to navigate instead of facing your own bullshit and doing something about it. So I like to hold myself accountable and tell you a little bit about my own personal bullshit. I am a master procrastinator. It's not something that I'm proud of. It's not a badge of honor. I didn't get a little badge on my Girl Scout sash. Like, it's not a great thing, but it's a habit that I have formed based off of years and years and years of living in chaos. Because here's the thing about procrastination. When you procrastinate, it gives you just a very short period of time. And sometimes I find that like I can focus best when I don't have excess time to do the thing. I've also learned that procrastination is a different form of living in chaos. And since my brain and my body knows how to navigate chaos, that feels familiar. Now, through the deep work and coaching and consulting and all the things that I've done throughout my own personal journey, I've learned that that's not really the greatest way to do things. And it's up to me to change that, to create a new healthy habit and to catch my shit when I start to procrastinate. I'm curious if this rings true for you as well. So if this is like, oh, damn, that was a soft spot, Laura, DM me on Instagram because I would love to talk about this with you. Another thing that's eating the shiznit out of your time are filler activities. Now, it's really important to do things that fill your soul, that give you an opportunity to be with friends and have fun and watch a new movie that you really want to watch. And sometimes scrolling is a really good way to come down off of a workday or just to kind of reset. So I'm not against any of those things. I just want you to know that. Like, I am a huge fan of just doing a good scroll through TikTok for 20 or 30 minutes if I'm careful, because I mean, 3 hours later, we've all been there. But to me, being able to transition activities or come down from my day, that's a really great activity for me. So it's important to know what my stopping point is before I go too far. But what I'm talking about are filler activities that are mindless, and kind of what I'm talking about, if I go too far, if I'm just watching mindless amounts of TV, if I'm scrolling for hours at a time, if I'm laying in my bed for too damn long in the morning and putting off all of my activities and, oh, what's that? Procrastinating again? Getting hung up on Facebook bullshit? Look, if you want to be a part of some drama, Facebook is the epicenter for fucking drama. It's important to know what is sucking your time away from you. Because I would bet that you have a lot more time than you're giving yourself credit for, but it's being packed and filled with all of this mindless bullshit that is not helping you get to where you want to be. Here's a fun trick if you want to be like, well, damn. If you go to your phone, somewhere in the settings, it talks about your activity, and it will show you how many hours, yes, hours, you spend a day on your phone, how many times you open different apps, how long you are scrolling on things, which apps you're using the most. Your time can go very quickly through this little box that you carry in your pocket. And one thing that you can do to really help that is to set time limits. Like Facebook, I know for me, is just not good for my mental health. I don't love it. It's not my preferred space to be. So I have a 15-minute timer on it per day. So look at where you're spending a lot of time that's not adding value into your life and set some timers on your phone. That can really make a huge difference because it's like holding you accountable. It's saying, okay, listen, Laura, you're reaching your max here. We need to get off here and do something else. Another thing that's probably sucking the life out of your time is how much time you spend thinking and talking about how much time you don't have. And that's kind of a little bit of a mindfuckery in its own, because if you think about how many hours, minutes, or seconds you spend every day thinking about or having conversations with people about how much time you don't have, how much more shit could you have gotten done in that time? A lot of the things that you're thinking about doing actually don't take a ton of time, but your brain has convinced you again that there's this giant thing that you need to accomplish, where really the way to accomplish that big thing is dedicating time to the small steps along the way. So the next time you start to complain or vent to somebody about how much time you don't have, catch yourself. Stop yourself in the moment and say, you know what? I'm about to go there. What if I use this time to actually do the thing that I want to do? And here's another piece that's probably going to be like, meh. Not making time for the things that you need and want to do is another way of saying this isn't important. Now, the reality is it is important to you, right? If it wasn't important, you wouldn't keep thinking about it. If it wasn't important, it wouldn't keep showing up. If it wasn't important, you wouldn't be complaining to a friend about how much time you don't have to do the thing you want to do. But is it important enough to catch yourself in your own bullshit and make the time to do it? Is it important enough to shift your schedule around so that you do have time? Is it important enough to give yourself permission to finally take that step forward, to achieve the goals that you want, to write the damn book, to launch your freaking business, to move to a different state, to expand on your family, whatever it is that you keep getting called back towards, are you going to make it important enough to shift your current lifestyle so that you have time to call it into your life? I'm rereading Jen Sincerio's You Are a Badass with Money, because any of the You Are a Badass series is absolutely incredible, impactful if you're into self-development, furthering yourself, and challenging your thoughts and beliefs, which I believe you are since you're here with me. Any of the You Are a Badass series from Jen Sincerio is incredible. Highly recommended. And I'm listening to the audio version this time because I'm learning that that's how I obtain the information better. And she said a quote I want to share with you. She said, "Time comes to those who make it, not to those who try to find it." So are you making time? Are you willing to make time? And if not, are you willing to let the thing go? Because here's another thing that I want you to consider, and this is going to invoke something in you. And I want you to pay very close attention. Think about that thing that you really keep feeling like you don't have time to do. Really embody it. Think about what that is. What keeps reoccurring? What keeps showing up? What do you keep feeling a tug towards? And when I ask you this question, I want you to notice how you feel in your body. What if I tell you that maybe it's not time for it? Feel into that. One of two things probably happened. You either felt relieved, knowing that, okay, I don't have to do this right now. Knowing that, right, just because I don't do it right now doesn't mean it's not for me. Doesn't mean that it's gone. Doesn't mean that I've missed anything. Maybe I don't have to try and force myself to do this right now, but I can put it on the back burner. I can put it in my pocket and carry it with me. And when the time is appropriate, I still have it. Or the other way that you probably felt was ready to fight. Your body is like, no, this is for me. This is now. I've been leading up to this. I've been thinking about this long enough. I've been bitching about this long enough. I've been dreaming about this and Pinteresting it and like putting all these things into place. And to say it's not time to do it right now, what? And if that's the case, maybe this is the season for it. Maybe you are ready to do it, but you haven't given yourself full permission to be able to. So let's walk through a handful of things that you can carry around with you to help use your time more efficiently, to help make the time, and to manage your time. First, foremost, and always, is a decision. Decide that this is not the season, so you're not going to force yourself to do it, or decide that this is the season and you're going to make time for it. If you don't intentionally make time to do the thing that you want to do, you will never have time. You'll come back to this episode a year from now and be like, well, a whole fucking year has gone by and I still haven't gotten the thing done. Is this a priority? And will blocking in time, creating intentional time, help you to get closer and or to achieve the goal that you have? So decide. One of the top things that stop people is the indecision, the wavering back and forth, the swaying, the maybe, and I don't know, and like all this shit that happens in your brain. It's literally black and white. You're going to or you're not going to. You have to decide. The next thing to do is to get creative. There are a bajillion different ways to create intentional time. Now, you can't add on hours to the day. We don't have that superpower here on Earth. And while time sometimes feels irrelevant and there's always like multiple things happening at the same time, creating intentional time in your physical realm is essential. Something that helps a lot of people is time blocking. So if you've not heard of time blocking, it's literally blocking in a certain amount of time in your calendar, in your day to get your shit done. So for instance, one of my favorite ways to time block are no meeting Mondays. So if I don't create intentional time to work on my business, in my business, business strategy, business development, expansion, just having like creative free space to do my own work, it's not going to happen. People will forever need things. They're always going to want a space in your calendar. There's always going to be something to do or to go to or to be a part of. blocking out Mondays as like literally in my calendar is just not even an option. I don't meet with anybody on Mondays. And even when somebody's like, oh, could you just on a Monday? And every once in a while, I feel that tug to like, well, I could just, I remember back to when I was just giving away my calendar like it was like fucking Mardi Gras. There's no titty shaking when I hand out all of my fucking time. So holding the space intentional, holding your space sacred, saying no is essential to give yourself the time to do the things that you need to do. And sometimes creating intentional time is doing some wonky things. And again, a lot of times these are in like seasons. So if you are building something, if you're getting started with something, if it requires a lot of brain power or focus, it's going to require you to do new things. And so if you've got lots of little kids at home, sometimes you have to get up before they do. Sometimes you need to stay up after they do. Sometimes you need to book a sitter to get away, to go away for 3 hours and sit in a coffee shop with some headphones on, listening to your favorite music, drinking a cup of coffee or a tea, and fucking focusing. Something else that helps is changing your atmosphere. I've learned about myself that there are certain types of activities that I enjoy doing in different atmospheres. So for instance, when I'm writing my content for the week or for the month, I have this sitting room in my house. And it's got my crystals and my feathers and these beautiful things that when the sun hits it, like rainbows go all over the wall. And it's got a couch with a blanket that feels really good. And I'm very creative in that space. And so when I'm creating content, I love to sit in there. If I'm at my office, I can do it, but there's shit happening. Like my office is temporarily on the first floor of my building and there's cars driving by and there's people walking by and everyone's waving. And like, there's just different stuff happening, which makes it a little bit harder for me to focus. So changing your atmosphere and knowing where you need to be, giving yourself permission to change your space, to go somewhere different, to do something differently can really, really, really make a big impact. And lastly, ask for help. I know you don't like to do that. You don't want to seem weak. You don't want to feel like you can't do it all on yourself. Like all this stuff that starts running through your head. Look, it's not working the way that it's going right now, is it? So there's no badge of honor. Asking for help is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. It's saying, I have something important to do and I need some help and guidance to do it. So whether that's something technical in your business that you're just not good at and you really don't want to spend your time researching and developing and learning and like going through this whole system. There are people out there that chances are already know how to master it without you having to do a single ounce of research. Hire somebody to help you. There are contractors all around the world that are like hungry for work to support you. If there's a task that just seems to be like eating your time and it's something that's important, but not so important that you need to be the one to do it, delegate that shit. And before you try and tell me, I don't have the money to do that, I can promise you that you can. You will. And you'll find a way if it's important. If it comes back to the kiddos at home, hire a sitter. Change your atmosphere. Get out of your house. There are always ways. It just depends on what you convince yourself is available to you. And one of the most important things about taking your power back with your time is eliminating distractions when you are focusing. Your phone, for instance, put it on Do Not Disturb. Close your email tab on everything. One of the best things that I ever did was turn off email notifications on my phone because my phone is always with me, but my brain and my body are not always prepared to work. And I found that the notification of email always sent me back into have to mode and fix it mode and be available mode. You can turn off notifications to everything on your phone. And so look at the different things that keep pulling you back down into the trenches of something, especially when you're trying to focus on your work or on your goal. Coming back to the time blocking in the first portion of this section is also blocking in time in your calendar. We talked about eating your lunch. Eating is important. Getting away from your computer is important. So blocking in time in your calendar to say, hey, from 12:30 to 1 is my lunchtime. Non-negotiable. I don't accept appointments in that slot. Setting up a no meeting day. creating time each day to work in your business. Like, really understand how it is that you work and what you need. Some people work amazing at the ass crack of dawn. Look, if you ask me to get up and do some work at 5 a.m., it's just not going to happen. But that may be your brilliant time before the world wakes up and everything is quiet and everything feels really solid. That may be your time to shine. So if it is, give yourself permission to utilize that time. The secret to having more time is deciding and doing. Like I told you earlier, there is a million reasons why you don't have time to do the things. But creating that time to be able to do the things you want to do, to achieve your goals, to actually get your shit started, comes down to deciding to have time, blocking in intentional time to do it, and then fucking focusing. Remember, you get to decide how you use your time. And one of the most powerful things that you can do is deciding that your goal is important enough. Your body is important enough. Your desires are important enough to create and protect the shit out of the time that you need to do your things. Remember that excuses are what's stopping you, not the clock. I would love to hear what aha moments that you had from today's episode. So whether you go to the app that you're listening on and leave a review, or pop over to TikTok or Instagram and send me a message, tell me what came up for you. What was an aha moment? What's something that you feel like you are ready to implement today, this week, right now? And then come back next Tuesday. We're talking about scaling a handmade business. So if you are a small business owner, and particularly if you are hand making a product and growing and scaling that, next week's episode, number 151, is going to be really powerful for you. You can also join the conversation by joining the Gutsy Collective. Again, there's a link in my bio to join that. And get social with me. I am at that Laura Ora on all the things. And until I see you next time, stay gutsy.